always thought I'd be a great mom. I love kids, and I was the kind of kid myself who challenged the rules and made enough of my own mistakes to have gathered, I believed, useful insight into the business of growing up. I was prepared. I had no fear. Then, along came adolescence. Somehow, within the same 3-month period, my 12 and 13-year-old sons became edgy strangers, shrugging off my hugs and rolling their eyes with every imagined provocation. Their communication skills morphed into a combination of grunting and the rap lyrics of Ludacris. They were sucked into the hypersphere of electronics as the heat of their near manhood cranked up to tropical levels. They confronted. They withdrew. And I knew. This was it. The start of the long trek to separation. They were taking their first lurching steps toward independence, and I didn't like it. Feeling jilted, I circled my sons loosely, trying to decipher their codes and interests, praying for a breakthrough that would bring me back to the days of curling up in a beanbag and reading Tim Green together. It was pathetic. It didn't work. I was now peripheral. I had to adjust. Tired and worried about the dark places my beloved boys were potentially skirting, I went to the room and sunk to the floor. They were attached to the umbilical controllers of their Xbox. I exhaled, loudly. "I've always known how to fix things with you guys," I began, feeling my eyes go bleary. "If something went wrong or you got hurt, I could hold you and make everything okay. Now I'm not even sure how to talk to you sometimes, how to say the right things in the right way. I don't know how to be with you." I looked at my sons. Their fingers had stopped moving, and they looked back at me with faces I remembered, smooth-cheeked, big-eyed, open. Then they both got up and came over to my spot on the floor. They wrapped their arms around me, and in my head, I could see them walking out the door. "It's okay, Mama," my older son said. "We'll always love you." With a Perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.